Lynn Parsons, Show 4, the 2nd of September, 2005.
Oh, you're doing so well. Won't be long now. We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl! Podcast.
Well, evening to you. Have you had a good week? I've had a pretty good week, but this is the hottest night of the year so far. We are, well, ladies don't sweat, do they? We shine. We're shining tonight. That's Henri and Dauphin and whoever else might pop up. Actually, Henri, we don't know where he is, but we don't think he's cleaning tonight. I'm sure we'll find out a little later. So temperatures today have been about 40, which I'm not sure how much that is in Fahrenheit, but it's 90-something, very hot. And I've had two showers already, and quite frankly, I need another one. But we've got some excellent music tonight. And we're starting with Adrina Thorpe, a lady we played on our first show. We liked her so much. Well, we found another song by her. Bend, Adrenathorpe, got to be my theme tune, hasn't it? And you might be interested to know that all the music that we play on this show, you can find details of on the website, which is lynnparsons.net. And in fact, Tintin had a smile from ear to ear when he came in tonight, simply because he sent off for Adrenathorpe's album, Elusive. And if you send off for it and buy it on the website, it will be hand-signed to you. And it is. Dear Martin. It's a bit personal. We won't go into that, will we? So as we are here in the chalet down the bottom of the garden, something's happened to the weather. Although it's very stormy and hot and humid like the jungle, although the Surrey isn't really a jungle. Let's just open the window here a bit more. Has it stopped? No, can you hear the rain? Can you hear that rain? It's coming down quite heavily, actually, which means we've got all the lights on, all the windows open here now. We will not be alone for long. That's what I'm trying to say. There'll be squirrels, there'll be bats, there'll be snails, they'll all be crawling to get into this chalet. I kid you not. Do you know, we're all signed up for PodcastCon UK. Well, you're wondering what that is. It's the first European conference on podcasting on September the 17th. Tintin and I are very much looking forward to it. Henri and Delphine did beg us to go, but we said they would have to clothe themselves. And quite frankly, they can't afford new clothes.
Hello, me lovelies. Peeping Tom here. Got a really easy job today. Don't even need Jim to hold me ladder for me. It's a small cottage I'm working on today. I kept away for about a month because the young couple who live inside only just got married. And I was fearful of catching them, you know, in a compromising possession. Hopefully they'll be out and about today. Ah, here we are. Well, there doesn't seem to be anybody about, so I'll do the upstairs windows first. Right, here we go. Ah. Lovely little windows, these. Leaded-like. Very quaint, if you ask me. Oh, dearie me, what a sight. Oops, oh, whatever are they up to? Here, have a listen to this. Oh, what a racket that is. Now, you have a think. I know how clever you be, but just the same, I'll be back later to reveal all. See you then. Oh, blimey, nearly dropped my bucket on you there. Ta-da!
Do you think they've got hay fever? I wonder. All will be revealed, as Tom said, at a later date on this show, which isn't long for you to wait, quite frankly. A few weeks ago, Peeping Tom was looking through a window and it ended up being a hamster who was running around trying to get his record player to play Hit Me Baby One More Time, Britney. And I just thought I'd share with you that an energetic hamster called Elvis gave a budding engineer a bright idea for charging his mobile phone. Peter Ash, who's 16 from Somerset, realised that Elvis's favourite activity of playing on his wheel could be used to create electricity to charge his mobile. Now, as part of the GCSE coursework, he created a device where he gets 30 minutes of talk time for every 2 minutes that Elvis goes for a spin. Now, should I have read the whole of this? Should we be reporting him to the RSPCA? Peter passed his GCSE electronics and says he has plenty of other ideas. Well, apparently, Elvis is in his wheel for 4 or 5 hours a night, keeping his sister awake. All right, so he keeps Peter's sister awake, and he thought he might as well be doing something good. And if he was going to be doing it anyway, it's fine. As for his other bright ideas, he says, I don't want to tell anybody about them in case they don't work, or even worse, they might steal them.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, it's Pinky Winky. Guess what? I've discovered something amazing. You must check it out. It's google.earth.com. It's a fabulous satellite thing that allows you to see Earth from space. It's excellent. You can just zoom in and out. Guess where I've been today? I've been to the Eiffel Tower in Paris. It's a bit rusty. And then I went to see the pyramids in Egypt. And I've been to Rome to see the Pope. Well, I thought I should, as I forgot to go to church on Sunday. Honestly, it's excellent, and it'll be jolly handy for us when we go to our own little planet. We can keep check on our Earth families, can't we? Anyway, gotta go. Think I'll go to Buckingham Palace and have tea with the Queen. Speak to you soon.
Smiling assassins shoot down on this. You sit in your ivory tower where dead men don't resist. Some kind of history. Look what we've made. Building the highest temple will not bring you faith. One by one, we'll knock the walls down. We'll knock them all down. One by one, we'll make a new sound. The mockingbirds frown again and again. You can't sell the sunrise when it's there for free. You can't package happy for the price of a new TV. And what kind of alchemist turned gold into stone? I see blood on your hands when nothing was thrown. Diplomatic diplomats bring out the hiss. Even a child can see there's a language without words. Enough, is it enough when it's all been said and done?
Edwards, one by one. You're probably wondering what I'm doing. Well, if you were listening to the podcast last week, I mentioned that Emily next door was going on holiday and I might have a nice quiet bounce down the garden whilst they were away. And you know, it's a beautiful night. It's been the hottest day of the year so far. About 40 degrees. I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, but... Oh, Delphine. I'm up here on the trampoline. Are you coming up?
Yes, I am.
Will you please be careful?
I am coming up, yes. I don't think I've ever been on a trampoline before.
Be careful. I don't want to go over the side. Please, you give yourself a black eye, Delphine. Talk about boing, boing, boing.
Oh, I know.
Now, listen, we don't know that much about you.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about what you do when you're not cleaning.
Well, when I'm not cleaning, you see,
there's a firework display. There's a firework display, Delphine. There's a firework display over there.
Yes, sir.
There is.
Oh, pretty. No. So anyway, tell back us. To the script. when I'm not cleaning for the company, got buffed up, what I do is that a particular passion of mine is feathers. Yes, and I love feathers.
What sort of things have you got?
Well, I have feather dusters. And
how many do you have?
I have over 17 of those at last count.
Say.
Oh, yes.
Is that what people buy you for birthdays and things?
Well, yes, they do, but I have a birthday coming on next month.
We'll have to look for one.
Yes, but as well as the feather dusters, you see, I also like things with feathers.
Do you?
Oh, yes. And I have a special pet, an Henri.
What is it?
Oh, well, it is a...
Good Lord!
Cockatoo, Lynn!
Doug!
What are you doing?
Marty's the major!
The major!
What on earth is going on?
Over there? Do you think he saw
this? This is outrageously indecent behaviour.
You better check the answer phone.
I've got a good mind to call the police.
You have two messages.
Hello, Lynn. Sports Boy here. Don't forget, I'll be coming in on your pod show from next week, as it's World Cup qualifiers this weekend. So see you next week.
Linny P, you've been telling Pinky Porky Pies. I know what you're doing. I can see you. Yes, I can see you, Madam Parsons. Thought you couldn't take my calls because you were busy podcasting. Well, I've been on my googleearth.com site and I can see you jumping up and down on a trampoline in the back garden next door of all places. What's going on? Do the neighbours know what you're up to? Why wasn't I invited? When's it going to be my turn? You're in a bit of trouble, madam. You better call me and you better be very, very nice. Speak to you soon. Bye.
We're talking about... of phoning people back. Please make a note, Tintin. I should really call Pinky at some point. You know, I'm always saying to people, please keep in touch. That naughty gnome this week, I've had an email from Wales, from Welsh Wales. Are you there, naughty gnome?
Hello, Lynn, the little darling. How are you now?
Well, I'm okay, but Wales isn't Hollywood, is it?
No, we see. You know, I was in Heathrow the other week.
Heathrow, yes.
And I couldn't get a flight out because of all the strikes and everything like
that. That's right. And I think the food had a big thing to do with it.
But there was flights coming in. And while I was there, all these big superstars were coming in. There was Catherine Zeta-Jones, as he says in the Welsh accent, you know, and Michael Douglas, I believe, who she's married to, and Patrick Duffy. Do you remember Patrick Duffy?
Oh.
You're the man from Atlanta. Patrick, you're...
Webbed hands and feet. How can...
Little Chang, the old tennis player...
Oh, Chang!
There's loads of stars.
Yes. What were they doing?
Well, they were going to Wales, you see. Slipping into the Welsh accent again there now. For a golf tournament.
A golf tournament?
Yeah, be sure.
So did you go with them?
Yes, I sneaked into one of their stretch limousines in the boot there.
No.
And I went off to Wales. And even when I got out, there's all these British... So Stephen Redgrave... You know, I always thought he'd made films, but apparently he was a rower. And there's this two ginger-haired chappies. One's an actor and one's a DJ.
That's got to be Chris Evans, then.
Yeah, Chris Evans and Damien something or other. Damien Lewis,
ooh.
I think, was his name. There was Jodie Kidd, very looking pretty little lady.
Do you play golf, Naughty Gnome?
Colin Montgomery and Michael Mirra, and a very gorgeous little lady called Kirsty Gallagher.
Kirsty Gallagher.
Yeah.
Do you play golf, and why did you go? I mean, I just can't work it out.
I don't know, there was this sort of celebrity Ryder Cup type thing for charity.
Yeah, I saw
like
something on the telly.
What I thought I'd do, I'd follow them all along the golf courses, you see.
Yes.
And, well, I found this great little place to sleep during the night. But the problem is, as soon as daylight comes in, you get bombarded with these little balls on top of your head.
You were down a hole then, were you?
Yes, that's right. I discovered I was down the hole of the 14th. So what I decided to do, I thought, well, I know what I'll do. Here's a money-making venture for me. See, because some of them... Well, quite good, and some of them not so good. And when a ball went sort of off stray, I sort of dinked it along and picked it up and put it in my pocket and went off away again.
Now, what? Now, that is really naughty. What are you going to do with those golf balls? They'll weigh a lot if you get on an aeroplane, you know.
That's the thing, you see. Now, because I've got no money for the airfare, I've got these golf balls, you see. And because they're being played by such beautiful people like Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones, I'll sell them on what's called eBay.
Are you going to sell them on eBay?
I was very clever, you see. When the photographers were taking all their pictures of all these stars, I kept sneaking in, you see. And then I went along and I get a picture from the photographer. So I've got the picture of the stars and I've got their ball.
Well, I think you're very well organised, actually, Naughty Gnome.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Kirsty Gallagher's something else.
No, I think that we'll leave it there, quite frankly. Oh. Did they see your bottom at any point?
My trousers might have slipped at one occasion, but it wasn't my fault. But Sistine Redgrave still potted the ball.
But the weather's so hot at the moment, I don't know whether it was in Wales. You haven't got a sunburnt bottom, have you?
No. You know, as Irish, we never get sunburned at all.
Do you not?
No. I don't know what it must be something about our skin or something.
So does that mean that where will you be when I talk to you next time?
Well, that's for me to find out and you to know.
Do you mean the other way around?
I haven't a clue, but until I sell these golf balls, I won't be able to get to Hollywood to find my fame and fortune.
Well, look, good luck on eBay. Please
but
keep in touch.
I might just follow Kirsty Gallagher around for a couple of days.
All right, will you stop it now? Will you keep in touch, please?
Pardon?
Will you keep in touch, please?
Of course I will, of course I will. Take care of yourself, Lynn Parson. And with the luck of the Irish, I'd be in Hollywood before you can say boo.
Ugh, you naughty gnome.
Hello, me lovelies. Just popped back to see how you got on with guessing what the young couple were up to when I tried to clean their windows earlier. Bet you've got it already, haven't you? But have another listen anyway. Well, when I got to the bedroom window, I got such a shock. They'd be having a pillow fight. And blow me down if the young girl's pillow don't burst open. Feathers everywhere. That explains the sneezing. Oh, blimey. Them feathers have got me going too. I better be off. But I'll be back next week with another bucket and sponge. So, don't let the side down now. Keep peeping.
Peep, peep, peeping, Tom. Do you know, before we know it, Delphine will be down here with her feather fetish asking for their address.
Lucky ones, putting on the show the way they do. Moods and melancholy, maybe they don't really care. Baby, you and I have never been there. It's not the tale. lucky ones, rich in ways that can't be seen. Perfection on the inside, finest thing that you can't buy. Oh, it's simply the
put you in the mood now, hasn't it? Lisa Bell, It's All About Love. Now, we've either, whilst that was playing, caught a burglar or someone's having a very late night barbecue. I hope it's the late night barbecue option. I should tell you that we've got lots of details and a very nice photograph of Lisa Bell bending down. Now, why is she... I can't work out why she's bending down in this photograph. She's fully clothed and everything. It doesn't actually tell you anything. I've got an A4 page on her that's got all sorts of things, like she writes her lyrics in 10 minutes on a cocktail napkin. But it doesn't tell you where she's from, right? So I'm presuming that she's from the States. I can tell you that when you check out our website at lynnparsons.net... It's funny that. I thought that would be really easy to remember, but it's a tough one. lynnparsons.net. So we'll have all the details of the music we've played. The thing that made me laugh most was that Keyboard magazine described her as someone that can soothe like butter, ache with pain, and rouse the troops. Whatever do they mean by that? I wish you a really good week. I hope you've had as much fun as we have. Oh, there's feathers everywhere. You wouldn't believe it. Back next week with a new addition to the team, Sports Boy. Some of the music played on the show is from the PodSafe Music Network. Check it out, if you like, at music.podshow.com. And if you enjoyed the show, tell your friends. If you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
You have one message.
Hi Lynn, it's Pinky again. I've been back on my Google website and I went to Wales and I'm sure I saw one of your naughty gnomes showing his bottom again, and I wasn't pleased because I've got an auntie in Wales. Anyway, I thought gnomes were Irish. This website's brilliant though. How do you think they do it? Anyway, our rocket is nearly ready for use, but there's only room for you and me and a few bars of chocolate. Definitely no room for a trampoline. And no boys and no football. Stew and meat and a chocolate. Call me, call me. We need to have a discussion.